Yeah, yeah, shit, we green light.
God, we green?
It. It's ready to go.
How old is 17 really?
17.
Is it?
It might be. Should be.
I'm asking you that because Kylie Jenner.
What the fuck does she do?
I don't know what she did, but I'm asking you. Because she's 17. Now, supposedly Tyga like got her name tatted on his arm.
Now, how old is he?
25.
25 and 17.
She's 17.
Okay.
Turning 18. I don't know when she's turning 18, but she's 25 now. I mean, 17 now.
When she's 25, he'll be how old?
What is it? 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. So 8 years difference. So when she's 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 33.
They'll be all right.
I'm just asking, how old is 17 really? Like, what's the difference between 17 and 18?
The fucking word and parental guidance and law.
Laws are weird like that. But 17 and 18, I was just curious about 17 and 18, man, because a lot of people were in an uproar. She's 17 years old dating a 25-year-old.
People are going to be in an uproar. That's just our fucking society.
Why do people care about other people's kids?
People care about anything
celebrity
to
kids
make it
that.
What it is.
That's what I want to say. Celebrity kids. Makes no sense to me.
No, nothing. Everything has to matter in the entertainment because we wouldn't have shit to talk about.
Have you seen Kylie Jenner?
She's fine.
Recently? Would you, if you weren't married, don't get fired.
Fuck with a 17-year-old?
Don't get fired.
I'm 40 years old.
No, say you're 25.
And she's 17.
Putting the entire situation.
I would keep her around heavily.
That's what Tiger's doing.
And then
playing it smart.
And then when she's 18, make it official.
Go ahead and bust it open.
Yeah. And then she was like, well, how do I know that things are serious between us? And he put the name on him just to show her how serious he is and how serious it was going to be.
Which is stupid.
It's dumb. And then,
cause she gonna leave him like when she hits probably 18.
She's a Kardashian mom. You know that's gonna happen.
When she hits like, she's a Jenner. She's a Jenner.
That's that blood. It's that Kardashian mom blood.
It's Jenner blood though.
The wife is what I'm talking about.
I guess.
That Armenian blood, that shit runs in them, and it is what it is. You know what you signed up.
Armenians are whores.
I didn't say that. I didn't call any of them whores. All I'm saying is, look at the history. Ain't but one good one, and that's the pregnant one that's always pregnant. And she's with dude, from what I hear.
She's always staying with the, whatchamacallit.
Yeah, she's faithful. And from what I hear, like, what people say is that she's with him because he's got good genes and she wants her children to come out like that.
Really?
The mix.
That's the only reason why, huh?
I mean,
it's not love or nothing. He got good genes.
Well, I don't like believe nothing that I hear in the media, so right. I don't know what the fuck is real. You never know what's true and what's not true, and how much media plays so part of a force in your relationship that you might break up because of what the media said, and they could create a fictitious bullshit that really turns real.
Yeah, shout out to Tiger for laying in the cut though. Laying in the cut, just lying in wait like a. Like a damn snake just waiting on his prey. After he hit him, bit it.
I think he touched it. I think he touched it.
No, he touched it. He just can't publicly say he touched it.
That's exactly what he did.
Yeah, should have.
Yeah, I mean, he staked his claim.
Nice and fresh.
It's like that Twilight shit. You know, the wolf. Mm-mm. The wolf was like...
Nothing about Twilight.
You have not watched one Twilight.
Never seen an episode or a book. Nothing.
You've had women in your life. I don't understand how the fuck they didn't make you watch this goddamn show.
No, they didn't make me watch it.
I got forced.
I didn't. I probably didn't stay with them long enough to be forced.
That's
to
probably
watch
what
it
is. That's probably, you know, you.
And then the last one, she didn't like stuff like that.
So she wasn't into it.
I had to worry about it.
Yeah, well, this one had read all the books. The wife and
my girlfriend now has insinuated she made me watch The Notebook. So I'm pretty sure that's. Getting to that.
Yeah, you gotta watch The Notebook. That's not even a woman thing. That's
I
won't
even front The Notebook. I was just like, you know what?
That's a good ass movie.
It's actually pretty good.
It's very good.
Can't even front.
I walked off from that motherfucker for a little tear was trying to happen. I was like, oh no, hell no, I gotta go.
Too. I was like, go, pick who you want.
Not that part. I'm talking about at the very end when she came around and shit and saw him saw him and understood who he was for like,
you know what I hated,
70
the end,
seconds
when they laid in a bed and died together.
That shit hurt too. I was like, ugh.
I hated that part. I was like, man, this is stupid.
I was, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
I looked at my girl like, you gonna tell me they ain't gonna live happily ever after? They gonna die? This is what I waited for the whole movie, for them to die? And then it just, spoilers if you ain't seen The Notebook.
No, you're the last person on earth that hasn't seen it.
Okay, all right.
So you all right. You cool. You're the last one. Did that? You know what, another movie did that shit to me. It's one of my favorite movies because it's a bitch movie, but
bitch touched, movies can bring out the bitch in you.
That's what it did. I call it a bitch movie, not for women. I call it a bitch movie because it will bring the bitch out in you.
Right.
No matter who you are,
you
could be the hardest thug, but watch a bitch movie and it's gonna fuck you up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
If you got a heart at all. Mm. Anyway, so City of Angels.
Tin, man.
City of Angels. Oh my god.
I don't think I've seen that.
Oh my god. That shit fucked with me. Nicolas Cage and Meg Ryan.
Oh no, I didn't see that.
Nicolas Cage is an angel and she's a heart surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
You done fucked up and hit the boom.
I did?
Yeah, you done. I think it might be this mic. It's the mic. Motherfucking mic.
It's booming.
I fixed it.
You fixed it?
Yeah, it's done.
Well, since we know it was booming,
we can't just stop in the middle of the show.
Who? Push pause.
And then do what?
Then hit unpause.
No, I think it can't be the mic. It's probably the wire.
Hit re-unpause. Like, that's not even a word.
Re-unpause.
Hit re-unpause.
Is that one of them oxymorons? Because
hit re-unpause. I don't even, that's like a, what is it? A adjective, noun, verb. I don't know. There's a bunch of, is that a double negative in there at that?
It's all fucked up. Whatever it is, it's all fucked up.
Yeah, hit re-unpause.
But it's fixed. We good.
You sure?
Yeah.
All you gotta do is hit the little space bar button quick.
Man, it looked like Houston.
They wouldn't even know what happened.
Houston is out of there,
Manning
bro.
Manning out like a bandit. Oh, sorry. What?
Houston is out of there. It's 90 to 67.
Good.
Bro.
Good.
You had me dying today about your fucking Bulls, bro. That shit had me cracking up.
It's pain, man.
Where's my phone? So, we're watching the Bulls game. He's at his house. I'm at mine. And as we're watching the game, I kind of, he's been, you know, he has this way of making his
life better without having notebook pain.
Any team, whether it's football or basketball.
Cowboys and Chicago Bulls. I'm used to disappointment. I try not to get my hopes up in life.
So he always downplays it heavily so that it doesn't hurt as
bad. So I don't cry in the bathroom in the corner.
So he's been watching his Bulls looking like they about to do something. And he was like, hey, man, my hope is coming back.
Hope was at the front door.
I feel a glimmer of hope.
It's knocking.
So I get they winning a little bit and they doing their thing today. And then he texts me, hope is creeping in for me and these Bulls, boy. And then they started losing. They was they started catching up. As they was catching up, he was like, hope is getting back in his car.
Yep.
And then they tied it up. He was like, hope just left my complex and hit me, hit MLK and hit the U.S. It's on his way to the freeway. And then they won. He said, it just took the 15 to the 10. Hope is out the door.
Hope got the fuck out, man. I didn't even get to see Hope. I just felt his presence at the door.
I fucking spit up. I'm in the car and I read that shit. I almost fucking joked. It was so funny.
He was in the car when you
read that? I was in the car. I was like, let me see what all this is about.
Like, I was hurt. I ain't gonna lie. I was hurt. I wasn't even hurt because they lost. I was hurt for the fact I let myself believe Hope.
You opened up the door.
Yeah. Like, I was like, Hope. And then Hope just said, this ain't time.
You was that bitch that put them walls up. And then
I got cheated on.
He tried to show you that he was the one. I'm here to save you, Ho. Yeah. Look at this captain on my shirt.
Yeah. Exactly what happened.
And then he fucked up.
Sadness just crept across.
Oh, he's so fucked up. That was so funny. He's like, fuck this shit.
That
man.
Wasn't cool.
Did you turn it off or you watched the whole thing?
I finished it.
You should see his face.
That's just the fan in me. I was like, I'll finish it.
We should start doing video of this shit, man. I swear. God. That was some funny shit, boy.
They don't need to see my face right now.
That's like what this. They do need to see your face. That makes it more real. That they can see the pain, the expression on your face.
Oh, man.
It's pitiful.
You ever let hope in like that, man? And then just.
Man, I just don't. It's been a long time since I've taken something that, you know, to the heart to where it hurt like that.
Man, when I love my team, I love my team, and it just hurts, man.
I don't
even know why I feel like it hurts. They don't pay me, but it's just I'm just there.
Mine's just friends, you know, when friends let you down, you know, when motherfuckers say they're gonna do something or say they're gonna be there and they don't show up.
See, I don't have a problem with that. Is when they tell you they're gonna be there, and then you hit them with a call or text. You don't hear nothing from them.
A zero, a zilch.
Yeah.
You don't even hear the grass.
That actually doesn't bother me, but
that bothers the shit out of me.
It does make me go, come on, man. I know you're there. And then you hear from them like a week later.
Mm-mm. Yeah, we touching on a touchy situation right there. We might as well change the subject quick than the motherfucker, boy.
Are you better now about it, though?
I'm trying to be better about it. I was telling you earlier that I feel like I'm getting better about it because I'm just putting that hope or that trust on people that are closer, not like just my friend, because you got to put everything in a box. So what I did was, you know, I put that kind of trust in my wife or like,
yeah, your kids,
my mom or some shit, not my friends, because it's just, because
they're just friends. I mean,
but the word just friends, I'm starting to get there, because just friends meant more to me than it does them or others.
Well, you got your friends, and then you got your people who are like your brothers.
But I'm talking about the friends don't bother me when they do shit like that, when they flake out. It's the ones that are my brothers that's the ones.
Oh, okay. Well, then that makes sense. You just feel a way about it. But that's never going to change then, if when it's your brothers.
Well, no.
You're still going to feel a way about it.
It changed because once you box people, then it can't affect you because you know exactly. You taught me that.
Well, then it's like boxing your brothers.
Didn't you teach me that?
Yeah, so you box your brothers.
You put them in them areas where you expect these things of them.
You just expect it to happen.
And when you expect it of them, it becomes, you play like a game with it.
You kind of do.
That's what I do. I'm like,
kind of do. Let me see.
I bet you this nigga don't show up. I bet you he don't show up. How much? I'm betting myself how much he don't show up.
And then when they show up, you like, hey, man.
What's that? Then you love him even more.
Didn't expect you.
Hey, man, how you doing?
I didn't expect you. I told
you exactly right. That's exactly right. I'm laughing, but I don't like this shit. I don't like it. I don't. But no, you know, I was the you know, obviously I'm the oldest of all y'all. But I had my shit way before everybody else had it. Shit, I'm the oldest. Fuck you. Here we go.
Continue.
No, fuck you.
Continue. I
fucking hate you. Shout out to Myron, by the way, because my brother calls me and tells me, "Hey, man, I love the fact that Jerome always fucks with you about your age in every show. That's my favorite part. I can't wait until he." Does that. Shout out to Myron. He did. He hooked you up again. Bitch ass nigga.
Oh.
Hate you.
Sorry.
But yeah, I'm the oldest. I own that shit. But I was married. I have my children in my own home. All that shit. And nobody really had that in the beginning.
I will say you handle the marriage fringe part. The marriage and friend aspect better than most people I know handle it.
Well, yeah, because I had more time in it. Because
most people don't know how to do that.
Well, see, it's not.
I'm talking about the marriage part now. I'm not talking about the new girlfriend part now. I'm talking about the marriage.
It's not me. It's actually the wife, because she has to handle it. So our relationship is solid, and so solid that, like, what do people have problems with? The average person has a problem with a man being out and about.
Right.
Maybe not average, but people have a problem with a man being out and about, gambling, out in the streets all late, coming home whenever, and all that kind of shit. I'm not that dude.
Right, but the part I'm talking about that you manage best part is where you're like, I have my family, but I still want my friends around because they're family too.
Well, that's why I was explaining that. I was going further back in it to explain why it's this way.
Okay, go ahead.
It's the relationship, the infusement, I don't know, the intertwinement of how this relationship is. It probably would be different if it was somebody else, but with her, she sees the dynamics of my friends and how important it is to me, and she wants me to spend time with my boys and things like that. And we've created a home and an environment where people could just come over and just hang.
Right.
And like most of the homies don't have their own spot or whatever to just do that with. So it was perfect. She got but the best of both worlds. She got me at home and all the knuckleheads is coming to my house for us to be knuckleheads here.
As yeah, opposed, she get to see the
she get to see it this. Or go away from it, be upstairs or whatever.
She has to disappear a lot.
She's like, this is too much, but at least it's here, so go ahead.
But we're a little, you know, we're a little tamed.
We've grown up. We're getting older and older. Me more, so.
Yeah, but the older I get, the more, like, rude I get. I notice that.
Well, you know, I'm going to start calling your ass Grady because you start to act like an old Grady ass.
Yeah, movie. Man, like, I was complaining about, are you seeing that Cavaliers commercial that everybody's, well, that the ladies on the news have been up in arms about?
Mm-mm.
All right. On one side, you got a lady and a man.
Mm-hmm.
The chick is wearing a Chicago Bulls shirt.
Mm-hmm.
The guy is wearing a Cavaliers shirt.
Right.
So they're dancing around, and then she's getting ready to run to him, and he's getting ready to pick her up and lift her above his head and do like the little ballet thing, whatever.
Yeah.
He notices she's wearing a Chicago Bulls shirt, and he just drops her, and she hits like a table. Or whatever.
Okay.
And then I don't think he kicks her or nothing like that, but like that's it. That's all of the commercial. And there was a woman on the news talking about that promotes domestic violence.
Oh shit.
And this is how bitter I am. Like I'm sitting there, I'm looking at the news and I'm like, this is
I don't even want to comment to that.
This is what you burned your bras for?
For women's lib.
Sometimes I feel like, look, man, just should have never gave you bitches education.
It's not even about them. It's about this society, bro. I was just looking on Facebook. They got a white appreciation day now.
I mean, shout out to them. What's wrong with that?
I mean, I don't think there's nothing wrong with it, but it's gotten there to where everybody needs to feel needed.
I mean, we got a month that I don't pay attention to. Except for my birthday in that month.
Gave us a month.
Yeah.
Black History
What do you do
month?
For Black History Month?
Barbecue
the whole month?
No.
So what do you do for Black History Month? Do you
know.
Teach your kids about Black history? Do
buy
you
extra preach to them? Buy extra chicken and watermelon, maybe. I think that's about it.
Stock just goes up, huh?
Hell yeah.
Hey, what if that was true? You know how much I would invest in chicken and watermelon during that time?
Fresh watermelon. We got that fresh. It's even riper in that month. Did you notice that?
I don't eat chicken. Well, I eat chicken, but I don't eat, drink watermelon.
I don't drink watermelon either.
And I drink eat watermelon. I mean,
I'm just fucking with the sensitive motherfuckers.
I would, but I don't know why I'm not a watermelon person.
Hmm?
Not a watermelon person.
Nah, I prefer cantaloupe.
Yeah, give me some cantaloupe, man.
Cantaloupe is gooder than a motherfucker.
There goes another one of the words, gooder.
Hey, dude, yesterday for Mother's Day, even though today's Mother's Day, we went over to my cousin's house and we made some dope ass Jello shots, bro.
What are you doing taking Jello shots?
Hey man, I felt like I wanted to drink.
You've been drinking a lot more lately, man. I don't know what, or you've been having the urge to drink lately.
Right.
Are you okay?
I'm a grown ass man.
I understand that, but are you okay?
I'm fine.
There's nothing going on I need to know about.
No, dude, look. I can go 5 years without drinking, and then 1 month I'll decide it's gonna be that month I drink. Then I'll go another 2 years and not drink. And then all of a sudden, another week will come in and I'll want to drink.
I've known you 14 years.
Yeah.
I've only known this is the first year you've really talked about, hey, man, you know, you talked about having a bar one day.
Not a bar,
but like some drinks when you get your new spot.
Because we
Which, look, man, I appreciate that. That's what I'm going to be the one drink.
That's what I'm trying to explain to you. But, you know, I'm thinking about getting my grown man on. Like, yes, we are in the era of us guys who play video games, and we'll be the old-ass men playing video games. But there still should be some etiquette.
Right. That's what I be trying to teach these niggas, man.
And the art of grown man.
That's what I'm talking about, man. I like where you're going with this,
so
man.
So I just said, well,
alcohol and titties.
I don't have the alcohol.
Video games.
I don't need it. But my friends drink. So if my friends drink, right. Let me be appropriate enough to have
and be a good host. Some that's liquor what I'm talking in the house. About, man. Pop open the bottle. Holler at your boy.
You feel me?
Yes.
So
you understand how happy I am right now about hearing this?
So I'm going to have a tequila, a whiskey, a bourbon.
You take the whiskey out.
No, I'm going to have one because I like whiskey sometimes.
What's wrong with you? You trying to fight?
Jack Daniels. It don't make me fight. Everything, any alcohol makes me just shut down, actually.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Well, have you had every alcohol?
Not every, but I heard because that wild turkey.
Some alcohols that
my homeboy with that wild turkey, he want to fuck somebody up every time he get on that shit.
Like my dad, if he has whiskey, he wants to fight. He gets angry. Like straight up, he can't drink whiskey.
My boy Vino, when he had that wild turkey, it, like in his head, he hears that Lil Jon shit.
He hears motivation.
Yeah. What? Fight. What? He be wanting to get him up. I was like, man, look.
He hears that be a.
I'd be like, dude, this is your friends. Doom, doom.
You hear that? Doom, doom, doom. Or that mystical.
Here I go. Man. Nah, but yeah, it's different. I'm going to get my grown man on. I'm going to have, JB likes bourbon. He likes the bourbon.
I know what you're going to hear when you drink. I know what you're going to hear.
What?
That's what you're going to hear when you drink. This is the music that I feel plays in your head the drunker and drunker you get. I just feel like it, man. You're an 80s guy, man. That's I know you know what this is.
I don't know
I
that
I know
shit.
You know what this is.
It sounds like a fucking video game.
It is a video game. What game is this?
I don't know that shit.
You know it.
Space Harrier? I never played that shit.
You didn't play Space Harrier?
Man, don't fight me. Don't fight me. I'm not going to fight you.
But I'm just wondering why you never played Space Harrier.
I don't even know what system that shit came out on.
It came on a... shit, I can't tell either. But it came out on a system. Everybody plays Space Harrier.
Mm-mm. When I
even get, I played it in the arcade.
When I get drunk, I get quiet because I'm paranoid a little bit.
Really?
And I start to worry about everything even more. So I instead of letting my friends or the people around me see it, I just... get quiet. But inside of me I'm probably violent, but I'm just holding it
it's
together.
It's a quiet storm. Yeah, when inside you
I'm just
stay away from the
I'm over analyzing everything when I'm you know.
Most alcohol makes me sleepy. I don't know what makes me angry, so I just stick to what I know. So I stick to my beers. And then
you was drinking that old wino shit at Antoine House that day.
I was drinking Remy.
Yeah. That's some straight wine. It was in the brown bag.
Yeah.
And you mixed it with the other shit he had over there.
That's what fucked me up, mixing with the bourbon.
He said, taste this, it's smooth.
It was too smooth, man. That was the problem with it, man.
And then yours was hard. Like,
because I was like, I mean, his is smooth. Mine was just, you know, burn the back of your throat.
Oh, you need
it. It'll change your voice. That's probably how Brandon talked, how you talk. So I was drinking that and then mixing that with the smoothness, it's, you know, it crept up on you. Should never mix alcohol like that.
Billy D told you, don't let the smooth taste fool you. Yeah.
You said that right. Smooth taste fool me.
Had he fucked up.
Yeah, man.
And I remember. And I was a good friend.
No, yeah, he was a good friend to record it.
I just took a couple of pictures.
Took pictures, yeah.
Nobody's seen them. That makes me a good friend.
Your brother's most likely going to see it because I'm pretty sure if he listens to this,
he going to ask for the pictures.
He going to ask, like, hey, man, let me see the pictures of hemmed up.
I got you, Myron.
Yeah.
I haven't. And I was like, I'm not going to show that to nobody. I'm going to show it to
go
you.
Air Force.
Why?
Because, man, you don't want to join
the
Army.
The recruiters came to him from the Army.
Of course. The Army recruiters always come to you.
They got him hyped. He ready. He gained 7 pounds.
The Army recruiters always come to you. And Marines already got your information filled out when you call them.
What?
Yeah. Yep. Most likely.
You call it, they like a psychic. Patrick, we've been waiting on you.
Yeah, we've been waiting on you, man. Come What's on up? Down.
You ready?
Come on.
Come on. You want to be.
Get you on the bus right now.
Fuck being all you could be.
Tell him that. Talk to Brandon about it. Brandon was in the Army.
He was in the Army or Reserves?
Army Reserve. He hated that shit.
Yeah, he looked miserable.
Everybody I talk to in Army hates that shit, man. I don't know anybody who has successful, happy Army stories.
Well,
my Uncle Vernon is the only one who did 20 years in the Army that I know of. And my Uncle Terrence did 15.
Patrick got a plan. He just wants to go in there for that 4 years, get that GI Bill, and go to school.
4 years Air Force and get that GI Bill, and then he can decide.
See, I think Air Force will make him stay. He'll be wanting to stay up in there.
He sure will want to stay. It's like having a regular job.
That's what he's saying. He's like, but what he wants to do is engineer, and welding or some shit like that.
They're going to have him doing some shit. Probably does not translate to regular life.
He was like, I want to be a welder. He was like, okay, we got that welding job for you. The motherfucker gonna be scraping plankton out of a boat.
Yep. Welding is his secondary job.
No, the way they explain it to me is it's about your ASVAB. It's about that score.
Yeah.
So if you score good, it
depends your job. Yeah.
You're all right. When you don't score well, you
should say infantry.
First in line.
Yep. And take this bullet, son.
Hey man, they used to have spears on the tip of these guns. They ain't got no spears no more. What's up with this? Don't worry about that, son. Now get out there and stab somebody. With what?
Just do it.
Yeah. Use that five finger death technique that we taught you.
Use that explode nutsack technique we taught you.
That Cassie Cage.
Oh.
She's crazy.
No. That is literally the explode nutsack technique that was talked about.
Yeah, she acted the fool.
She is the killer kung fu wolf bitch. If you've seen The Boondocks, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Wow.
Cassie Cage is the killer kung fu wolf bitch.
Dude, did she take like the butt of two guns and clack clack your nutsack?
Every move she does is to the nuts. She is so disrespectful as a character.
It's disrespectful. She has that squat and she hits you with one hand. Hits you with one hand and goes ding. And if you get the other part of it, it goes dong.
Yeah, and she says it.
Ding dong.
If anybody picked her, like, hey, let's play some Mortal Kombat. Like, cool. If they pick Cassie Cage, I'm hitting exit. That's disrespectful, man. It's like, I don't want to see you explode my nuts like that.
That's one of my characters, yo.
And they show the nuts, which are...
They show the ball.
They show the sack.
I think they got away with it because...
It's x-ray vision.
It's x-ray and it's meat as opposed to showing like anything else.
Epidermis.
Yeah.
Showing the skin of it and then
it got
the
away
hair.
With it. I don't know. Did they get away with it or did they just do it and they say, let's see what happens?
They probably just like, let's see what happens.
They got away
with
it.
But you already got... Well, you know what? The days are different now. Remember back in the day, you could buy a copy of something and then like if it was something that wasn't supposed to be in the game, they just pull it off the shelves and then reissue it or something like that.
Yeah, they can just fix it
now. They can just software update that shit.
Hell yeah. Man, I can't wait for this Jason Voorhees to be available for everybody. You just lost your whole spirit of the game.
Yeah, it just...
It went and came.
It was there, and then it just said, tiptoed out the room.
I think it was them ass whoopings you took.
Maybe. It could have been that.
He's like, man, I need, do I have it in me to try to step up
to
and learn
practice,
this shit?
And it was just like,
fuck this shit. I got school to do.
I ain't got to learn this.
He got the games just sitting.
I got
there.
A new game coming out next month.
Let me trade it in and get some store credit for it then.
No, I'm keeping it.
I'm gonna keep it. Maybe you might one day.
No, I'm gonna still play you in it.
Y'all got me on the Xbox because ain't nobody playing on the PlayStation no more.
You couldn't wait to go to the Xbox.
No, I'm PlayStation. I'm Team PS now. Y'all got me Team PS. The controller on the PlayStation is superior. And I'll say that to anyone.
I only say that because when I had the Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
The things that made me get rid of my Xbox was the operating system. Or the interface. I didn't like the menus and all that stuff. It looked like Windows 8.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hate how they changed the controller. Like the bumper. They changed the bumpers to like they just felt funny to me.
The only problem that I have with the Xbox controller is the D-pad and how unforgiving it is.
Yeah, fighting games is even last gen. It was like that. Fighting games, you want it on the PlayStation.
I want in this show? I want Jerome, I want Janine and Antoine to argue the fuck out of this situation right now because they will argue your ass down.
Both of them can't argue about the D-pad on the...
They will. They will argue it.
Antoine, I tell you, the D-pad is better. If he doesn't, then he completely wrong.
So much better, dude. It's so much... I mean, like...
He even went... Well, on the last gen system, he even went and got a new controller to where when he turned it, the D-pad popped out. So it was easier to... For fighting games.
It needs help on that.
In the Evo tournaments, they use the PlayStation controllers.
That's a fact?
Yeah.
Well, that's telling everybody
they use the PlayStation controllers.
They use the
big joysticks that everybody uses pads. I've seen that. They use those.
Dude, I got both systems. I'm playing the Xbox, but the PlayStation 4
controller
has the superior fighting game control.
And it's actually bigger controller.
I like how the Xbox. I like how the Xbox controller feels in my hand.
I like the way it feels. It feels better in my hand than the PlayStation.
But that D-pad, dude. That D-pad. If the D-pad was, I don't know what they need to do.
Still better for shooting games, though.
I don't know. When I get like my shooting game out.
But I'm used to shooters on, the PlayStation.
For me, a dual owner, right, having the same game on both systems, when I play. Fuck you. He says it's a waste of time for me to be doubling up buying games.
It is a waste of time for you to be doubling up. It's a waste of money too.
No, I got 4 or 5 friends still playing PlayStation 4.
Turn into PlayStation.
And I got 4 and 5 friends on and cousins and relatives on the Xbox. So
this is probably the only time that I can remember in history that's worked for you.
Well, it's the best of both worlds.
What about Grand Theft Auto? You got that on both.
Yeah. And my two cousins, they grown ass men who got jobs that don't play like we play. And it's hard to lock them in together because I got the game for them and 2 other friends that never fucking upgraded to either system.
Okay. Wrestling.
Fuck Antoine.
Okay. What else you got on there that you had doubled up?
Well, I got Destiny. Shouldn't have did that.
Okay, Destiny. So I'm on 3 right now.
Should not have done that.
Basketball.
I like basketball.
I know you like it, but
I ain't played it on either system.
Was it worth doubling up, though?
No, but I needed something at the time.
It's 4.
Plus, I had some money. A little change in my pocket.
Why don't you just put it in the bank? Or put it in a box for later on?
Here you go with that shit.
Just saying, man.
So you're saying I shouldn't have bought an Xbox?
No, I'm not saying that.
Then what are you
saying? I'm getting an Xbox later on, but you're going to have to double up on the games.
Well, I mean, so just buy that one and stick to that system and miss out with the other
just
friends.
Just except for the ones who you know for a fact you're going to play those games with. That's what I'm saying.
Well, Mortal Kombat works.
What I'm saying. Mortal Kombat has been the first game that has worked.
I've been waiting on. But I just didn't want this motherfucker sitting here looking like a damn showpiece.
Like Battlefield, the next one is not going to work for you.
Yeah, I can't visual. Well,
no, I can see you getting it on both, but
I'm no longer going to say what I won't do.
Yeah, but getting it on both is not going to work for you.
Yeah, I mean, I hate.
You're going to have to pick which one.
I hate those when I have to do all this progress, get so far, and then I have to start all the way from scratch on the other.
You do like you did last time. You just bought the guns.
Yeah, for one, the other system, just so I could be equal.
You just bought it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just gave you it.
Are you trying to Dr. Phil me? Are you trying to Dr. Phil me right now? You're looking at me in my eyes like, is it getting to him? Does he get it yet?
Is it? Does he get it yet?
No, I'm still. Fuck you. I'm still buying.
You were telling me a story. What's up?
I forgot what story I was telling you. Fuck me up.
Because I went to something else.
Yeah. What was it about? Must not have been that damn important.
It wasn't.
Was it about video games?
No. But it is about how the Rockets are getting smashed.
117-84.
I'm happy, man.
Howard left.
Good.
He went to the back.
I don't like that dude, man.
He had to take a shit.
I don't like him.
How many people you think go to the back to go take a
shit? Why is it you don't like Dwight? Huh? What?
What? I'm just thinking like
during the game.
Like you're playing a game and all of a sudden you realize you got the bubblies and you cut out. And you were
sitting on the bench.
No, fuck the bench player. I'm talking about you starting. But you got to fake an injury. Like, and then you hold your shoulder and shit, and you go take a shit. And then you come back and miraculously.
And then come back and do the Paul Pierce. That's probably what happened to Paul Pierce in the finals.
He had to take a shit. We didn't call that shit out on him. He had to take a shit.
He had to go to the bathroom, man. Because when you really got to go, like, your knee could probably hurt.
Yeah. What if you're the quarterback?
You got to just go.
And you got the bubblies.
Maybe you
got
to just blast it.
On yourself?
Shit on yourself.
No way.
Where are you going to go?
You got to fake an injury or call a timeout and have second string.
Quarterback is too important.
Look.
You going to let the backup quarterback come in and ruin your season?
Dude, Get there as fast as you can.
What if you come back and he's like, hey, like, yo, he just threw three interceptions. Like, fuck.
Oh my, then you just got work to do.
Nah. You gotta just shit on yourself.
Nah, man. I guess they
I mean, ain't nobody gonna tackle you, so there you go.
You gotta
Or when they tackle you, just throw that ass up and they'll be like,
You done fucked around. No, somebody tackle you and put a helmet in your gut and you and it busts
so,
out of you.
So you're going to shit on yourself regardless.
You
so
will shit yourself then.
Might as well just shit on yourself. And then when you get up, go, see, you see what you did? Made me shit on myself.
I will fake an injury like a motherfucker. I would have shat. And once I'm there laying in it, I'm going to be like, oh. No. Don't pick me up. It's too hard. It's too painful.
When you go to the back.
They got clothes for you. Extra clothes.
This is basketball, right? When you get up off the bench, you go to the back to go take a shit. You're the star player. Do you take your time, or do you?
No, you shoot the fuck out of that.
Or do you rush back? Like, yeah, not get a good wiping.
You power shit. No, you got to wipe well. You just got to shoot that shit out real quick. And it's come. Look, and if you got to,
what if it's one of those ones where you sit down and you think you're done, and like after you wipe, your body's like, nah, I got more.
Pause this. Have you ever been standing up and taking a piss, but then suddenly realized that you might have to take a shit, but you don't really have to? You thought you had to just fart, so as you start to try to let this fart come out, you then realize that this is about to be a shit.
I've done that, not taking a pee, but just in regular life, like I'm gonna go ahead and fart. I'm like, oh no, that's it, this one ain't no fart. had to boogie straight to the bathroom. That shit is horrible. It is.
I got, man, shit.
Because
shit,
your confidence just goes away and you get scared because you think you shit on yourself.
I have stomach problems because it's probably more mental than it is actual. And the mental has creeped into me to fuck my bowels up. Because I worry about shitting on myself, bro. I don't ever want
to
do that.
Why do you, how many times have you shit on yourself to worry about shitting on yourself?
I haven't shit on myself.
So why would you worry about shitting on
because
yourself?
Because I've had close calls that were so bad that I have, it was embarrassing where I had to take this shit at and how it had to happen.
I've shitted on myself once before.
I did when I was in high school.
I was sick. I was in class and just, I was like, well, that happened.
But how, what grade?
This was like 11th.
See, damn.
I was sick. Stomach was hurting. Thought it was case in point situation. Thought it was a fart. Let it out. Nope. Body said, nope, we had something behind that.
Dude.
So I had to run to the bathroom. Then luckily I had a wife beater on because there was no toilet paper. So then I had to take the wife beater off, wipe my ass, and throw the wife beater in the trash.
Man, I knew we was brothers. I knew he was brothers. That happened to me in the 10th grade. It was like a 4-mile walk from home to school, and I felt like I had to shit when I got to the halfway point. It always fucks with me in the halfway point. It's just like that's the prime time for the shitties to start fucking with me. So I'm at the halfway point. I have to make a now decision whether I'm going back home or I'm going to school. So I'm like, fuck it, I'm just going to hit the school and get right in there. So I get there early before school starts, and I go to the bathroom in the office, but it was occupied. So then I had to run out to the main bathroom where all the niggas be at and shit, and the door was locked.
Somebody was holding it. They were shooting dice in that motherfucker.
No, it was locked, bro. It wasn't even open yet. So panic mode set in. So now I started booking it home. So I just decided to hop the fence and go. So I got, but you know, you have your.
And I'm trying to imagine, because you weren't here, you was in Compton, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like trying to imagine the landscape, because right here, like, it's a bunch of desert. Yeah. Like at certain points, like depending on where you're at.
Dude, we had
trees and fences.
Trees and fences.
Civilization.
Hop the fucking fence, get back out of the school, go through a park, and then I end up in an alley. Which is, we call the glass alley. It was just two big ass buildings that you had to walk through to get to the other side of the city. So I get to the other side of the city and I realize this is about to happen. It was raining. And then there was an abandoned house. It's Compton. Don't judge us.
Oh.
Abandoned house. Maybe. And I went to the back of the house and just propped my back up against the wall, took my pants down and shit in right on the floor. and after I did it, I pulled my pants up and booked it home. As I was walking home, there was more to come, and the rest of it I couldn't hold it. But it wasn't like log shit neither. It was like,
it's never log shit that has more to come. It's always the liquid mud butt.
It was horrible, bro. And then my grandfather answered the door. He was like, "What's wrong, son?" I was like, "I don't want to talk about it." And I just, I like kind of bumped him and nudged past him. And it was one of those moments where he must have understood.
Or he thought bullies was chasing you or something like that.
Nah, he just didn't bother me. I just went upstairs, took them jeans off, ran the shower, and just stood there in the shower with the soap bar,
embarrassed,
rubbing myself with the soap bar. No towel, no face towel, and that, no loofah. They didn't have loofahs back then.
Just sitting there rubbing it all slow, looking just at the wall, just.
It was anger and frustration, and I think that was the pinnacle of my problems. So
you have shit on yourself then, like we said.
So that was a shit on myself. That was the moment that I shit on myself. But since then, I've had instances too. Like when me and Tiff was first together, we only had one car. It was a beat up ass Saturn, and it was a stick shift. So we both had to get to work.
This is the wrong city to have a stick shift in too.
Both had to get to work, bro. And we are on the Southwest, and I got on the freeway to take her to Bally's. And then I had to get back on the freeway to go to like Flamingo and Sand Hill when I was working at the time. Bro, but how it worked was she was an hour or two earlier. She had to be at work. So I would drive her to work, drive back home, and then sleep for an hour, and then get my ass up and drive myself to work.
Gotcha.
Man, driving her to work, bro, and I felt like I had the shit. And it's a stick shift. We're on the freeway. I'm nervous. I was like, man, I got to take a dump, babe. She was like, well, what do you want to do? You want to pull off and go to like the Jack in the Box room? I said, no, I think I can make it to your job. We got to the job. I got out the car and like my stomach felt better. And I was like, okay, I'm good.
Because it's the what I like to call the quiet before the storm.
That's probably what it was, bro. Because I got back in the car trying to drive home. And then it was like rumble in the jungle. Man, I'm sweating. My hands are sweating. My feet are sweating. I feel like the tingle of like, you ever hit your funny bone on your elbow?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was down from my waist all the way down, bro. And it was like, that's
those are the worst ones. The tingles. You can't walk anymore, man. Your butthole.
You ever had to take a shit, but you ran, but you couldn't run. So you walked, but you couldn't walk. So it was like a retarded movement, but you was trying to get there. You had to pace yourself to where you didn't run too hard because you would shit on yourself.
Now the only times where I've been in the shit struggle is in the car on a long drive, and it's just, it hurts, like just from the dick to the ball sack to the ankles to the Achilles.
Normally I laugh, but no, I feel you, bro.
Yeah, don't laugh. So, it's not funny.
So shit, I get hurts. I'm driving home. I make it to the house, but we got an automatic garage door. Not an automatic, but a manual. So you have to get out the car and lift this motherfucker, right?
Pull up.
So the car's still running. I had to lift it, and I'm like, I pinched it off. But then I go in the garage. Fucking garage door that leads into the house is locked for some fucking reason. So now I'm shifting in my keys, trying to get the right key to open that door. I don't even have the keys. She got the keys with her. So now this shit is about to happen. It's about to really happen. What are you going to do? I got out of the garage, ran to the side of the house, tried to grab all the windows to see which one was, maybe one was open. I could open, I'm pulling on doors. Then I went to the backyard door. I tried to unslide the door. The door wasn't unslid. I'm like, fuck, this is about to happen. 3, 2. And then I had to grab a trash can. I rolled the trash can in the garage, parked the car in the garage, closed down the garage door, put my ass against the side of the door of the car, and put my feet up on the wall of the garage, pulled the trash can up underneath me, and took a shit in my trash can, man.
That's pretty good. That's pretty innovative. That's better than I would have done.
Wiped my ass with my side.
I would have went on the side of the house and took a shit and then covered that shit in the rock like a cat.
You said that was innovative. That was, God was with me right now. He had me. At least I can think on the fly.
You can. Somebody would have been like, I would have looked like Smokey on the side of the house taking a shit.
I've had to pull.
And then wouldn't even have the decency to clean it up, just kick rocks on it.
I've had to pull the car over on the freeway and run down the trickle of the freeway and take a shit one time.
I said, you just had some.
What else?
You've had.
Oh, living in South Central LA.
Shit's been trying to get you.
Yeah, it's trying to catch me.
Your whole life.
Trying to catch me, dude.
Literally.
I was living in LA and I had to catch the transit buses and shit, and I had to take a shit one time, and I snuck behind.
Took it on the bus?
Not on the bus, but
I said, that's some New York type stuff. Like, you shit on the subway.
I had to run down and find like a pole and rest on a pole and take a shit, leave a sock. I'm the master of the sock lever.
I found, damn, you got this infamous Patrick shit DNA out there in the world on socks.
Somewhere over the rainbow, under the rainbow.
Well, somebody might have your situation, because I found shit in the New York subway a couple of times, just on the train.
Oh, my first story on Patrick's Book of BS was about little Patrick taking the shit at the school.
I remember.
I didn't feel that bad about it. Wasn't the fact that he
he's your seed
that he, it wasn't the fact that he shat in the closet of the band room.
Y'all got the demon of shit chasing you, man. It couldn't get you. It the demon of shit sat at the edge of your bed and said, "If I can't get you, I'm gonna get your kids." And it got little Patrick.
No, he didn't. He didn't shit on himself.
No, he didn't shit on himself. But it, he it's been it's trying to get him.
Followed him, dude. Followed that was him. That was the worst feeling when the dean calls me and tells me we need to meet.
So we need to meet, huh?
I get up there.
Me he doesn't Tiffany. Even give you the reason. Just I need to see you.
Me, Tiffany, and the dean. It was a lady. That was even worse too, because it was a lady. She was like, in my years of dealing in the school district, I've never dealt with this one before. I was like, what happened? Do you care to tell him? He was like, nah, you go ahead.
Hold on, let me play the dean. Let me play the dean. You ready? You ready?
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm good. So what are we here for today?
What I want to tell you is, in all my years of being a dean, I've never... Hold on, is it a man or a woman?
It's a woman.
Okay, hold on. Hello?
Yeah, so what are we here for?
In all of my years of being a woman in this world.
Damn, it wasn't that deep.
Shh, being a woman in this world.
Okay.
I have never, as a dean, seen anybody do this before.
And she was like, I can't.
Do you want to tell him, little Patrick?
I was like, what does she want? What did you need to tell me? He was like, no, you go ahead.
Let me tell you what he did, okay? Your son decided to shit.
She didn't say shit. She said defecate.
He decided to defecate inside of a closet in the band classroom.
In the band classroom. I was like, are you kidding me right now? What? Why?
Where did you feed him? No.
It was horrible. It was horrible. It was a bad experience.
It must have been a good shit.
He had to let it go.
I know if any time, like, it's like, have you ever peed? You know when you pee outside?
People are going to ask me that. Haven't heard my show. They're going to ask me what this is about.
Just tell them, listen to your show. Have you listen to Patrick's Book of BS, first episode?
Yeah, it's real.
You know when you peed outside, when you pee outside, right?
Yeah.
You ever, just that feeling, just like,
Yeah, all the time, of course.
That's probably how it'd be if I had to go shit somewhere else outside. Dude, like once I'm in it, like I'm in it, like just the freedom, boom.
Dude, there's two parts to it. There's the freedom of it relief, but then there's the panic of being caught,
exactly,
being seen.
The adrenaline, just like so yes.
There's two parts to that. So you're trying to really hurry up and push this out so you can get back to normal.
Get out of me.
No, for you is get out of me. I don't care. I don't give a shit.
Get this shit out of me.
No, I pinch it off probably and just get as much out of my system as I can to hurry up and get to a safe haven.
I guess I'm one of those people, once I'm in the situation, I'm in the situation. It's like, look, I'm here, it happens.
So you get the deer in the headlight look when somebody sees you. Have you ever been seen?
I'm going to look right back at him like, you know what?
You would do the same thing.
No, but I've got caught fucking in public and it's, they look at you, you look at them, you're just like, well, you know.
Fucking in public?
Yeah, man.
And been seen?
Yeah, I've been seen.
Did you keep pumping?
Yeah, I was just like, you know, all right, well, you know, this is happening. They kept pushing, so went back to work.
You know, a fear of mine is...
This was the high school time.
A like, fear of mine is busting
summer,
in a nut.
Summer 12.
Is busting in a nut or being in the middle of mid-bust and, like, your mom or somebody walk in on you. Wow.
You better just...
Can you
go,
stop?
Go, look away. That's all you got to say. Well, that just happened. And you just address it.
That makes me itch inside. No, you can't address that.
Nah, fuck that.
No, you can't talk about that.
You just address it.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
Are you kidding me?
When they sitting on the couch, you walk.
Bro.
You walk in there, and then you just go, look, this happened.
No way.
So.
No way do you ever discuss it. You just, you act, both of you, the parent and you, both act like that shit did not happen.
Nah, you just go, look, that happened. Let's just move on from this.
No, that's hell that. No. Yes, that's something an adult would do. But your teenage self, you would be all kinds of embarrassed.
My teenage self.
Bro, it's 120.
Would just leave.
It's 126.89, bro.
Good. My teenage self would just leave.
You could run away.
Like, after the nut, I would just put my clothes on, leave the chick there on the bed. Just put my clothes on and just leave. Just like, let her find a way to get out.
It would be better if it was my father, but if it was my mom,
now,
bro.
If I was like 22, something like that,
then it's all good.
23, then I'd just be like, that happened, okay? And it's just... and then I walk off and like it's like, you know.
No, but not a girl. That's more different. But if it's just you,
I'm not gonna say the situation.
If it's just you beating,
I'm not gonna say the situation. But you and Lil Patrick had a situation. Where you just said, "Hey, go," and then he was just like,
oh. "You did say it without saying."
I didn't say what it was.
I think a lot of, you know, it happened. I caught my.
You ain't gotta say.
What it, I caught him. I caught him beating. I caught him beating. He was beating, and then you know. I just walked away and closed the door. And then, like,
oh, wait, I didn't hear that one.
Oh, then what are you talking about?
It was a different one with the shirt.
Oh, when he had the snail trail on the shirt. Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this, bro?
That's all you.
Dude, just fucking him up right now. Sorry. I'm sorry, son. I love you, bro.
Love you too, brother. But, you know.
He did that. He set me up. I didn't want to do that. But yeah,
I didn't set you up.
Yeah, you did.
I was talking about that situation.
I'm minding my own motherfucking business.
And I never said what it was.
And you said the shit.
I never said what it was.
You did that.
You said
you did that.
You said beaten.
But bust him out with three in one show. Three in one show. Shitting, nutting, and skidding.
That's all you.
No, fuck you. You did that.
You ever get caught beating off when you was a kid?
No, I was slick than a motherfucker.
I think I almost got caught. Mm. It's like the door. It's like I was going to work, and I just heard the door close. and then I had to stop.
Oh my god! That has to be. Oh my god! Like no, the door closes and you freeze and you're looking.
I just stop and look.
And you look. And did you keep going?
And I was just like,
did you keep going? Or did you quit? Like,
I came back to it, but I was like, man, what's up? I said, was I just found out? And then, like,
is this the season finale of Patrick and Jerome show? Because y'all been in here for like hours.
Have we?
You just bust in on the show and just stop the show?
Well, just ask him.
What kind of shit is that? Have you lost your motherfucking mind?
I didn't know I was.
We in mid show right now. We're recording right now.
Has it really been hours?
You answered the phone when you was recording before.
Yeah, she got a point.
Do you want to end on the show?
No, I'm just wondering if it's the season finale.
Oh no, it's not season finale. Oh.
We not done. Nosy.
So anyway, I heard this. It was like after the door closed. So I was like, did I just get caught? So I like got up and like I looked like nobody was like out there. And then I was like, all right. And I closed it, but I was still paranoid. So I got up and my mom was in the kitchen.
Oh, it was mom.
And then in the back of my head, I was like, I think I was caught, but.
But just go get some milk.
Went back to my room, and then you know, now an hour later, you know, turn the VCR back on because it was VCR at the time. Turn the VCR back. It was Pop Stash, you know. Turn the VCR back on. I can tell you exactly what it was, man. It was Debbie Does Dallas, man. It was old.
That music was like that. They moaned the old back in them days.
Oh, it was Bushes.
Dude, it was the era of the Bush.
It was Bushes, man. It was Debbie Does Dallas, man. That was a popular. She was a cheerleader. She was cute. Tank on lot. I'd probably watch it now and then get disgusted with myself. Like, he was beating off to this. Calm like, the fuck down. What was wrong with you? I was just happy to see vagina. No, at that
it's
time.
Because we're professionals now at the art of beating that. You have a taste now. You've acquired a taste after years of ejaculation. You've figured out what turns you on when you do
kind
it.
Kind of filthy. I still watch most, well, not anything, but like this, I still watch like certain, like whatever. It's here.
I like black and white.
I like black and white.
I like black and Asian. I like because you know I put myself in that.
I actually don't mode. Like. I actually don't watch black dudes though. I don't want to see black dudes.
Well, I'm not seeing them.
Well, no, I'm not seeing them. But like, I actually watch. I am them. It's either two whites, or it's a black girl and a white dude, or it's an Asian woman and a black dude. It's rarely a black dude.
No, my favorite bro is Pornhub, and you can search and
some of the black dudes be showing off too much, man.
Black.com.
Trying to get the too busy getting long daddy
look, tonight,
stroke.
Tonight, look.
Man, come on, man. Just pound on
him. Why are you looking at him, dude?
I'm looking at him, but he'd be too busy freestyling it. Like, man, stop freestyling it, man.
I'm not looking at
shit.
My visualization is me and then as him.
You know what's the worst? It's like when you're getting into it and then like they put the camera on the dude's face or something like that. You're just like, come on, man.
No,
you got to look away and stop for a minute. Like, because your worst fear is busting on that part.
No.
Like, that's the worst
Don't
fear.
Ruin this, bro.
Like, man, I don't want it to happen here.
That has never happened to
Please,
me.
Please, Lord Jesus, don't let this happen here. Like, not here. Like, no. Just mine's, wait till the face is gone.
Mine is perfect. I'm so good at it now.
I timed it now.
I know exactly when this is about to go down. She says certain words, and I look for those certain words. And when she says, are you ready to, I want you to. And I do it right when she says so.
Not time.
I could be. I think I could be a performer.
You probably can, but I know I can direct.
That means you want to watch.
Eh, whatever.
Yuck. No.
I can direct it.
No.
They move here. Put your leg here. Dude, what are you doing?
It would be boring then. It would be like, because it became a job, it
but
would be.
But you know what? It would be boring if you're a performer, because you're not sitting there pumping, doing your best work. Like, they're sitting there, they pump, then it stop, and then he's got to go get a fluffer or somebody to beat him off in between scenes.
Yuck.
This stuff.
Yeah, I know.
You think all this one shot?
Yeah, I know. I know. It's definitely not one shot.
This fucking clips are 29 minutes long. You think it's one long ass shot?
Look, let me keep my mind in its place. Don't fuck it up for me, bro. Don't fuck it up for me. I'm 40, and I'm gonna make it out of here in my imagination.
I'm not gonna mess up porn for you.
Yeah, please. I got 40 more years
porn
to go.
Porn is great, man. It's healthy.
I believe it is.
It's just healthy.
Look,
put it that way. It's healthy,
bro. I don't think men were designed to be with one woman.
No, I'm actually surprised to hear you go into this realm. But go ahead.
You need to have porn in your life to sustain your marriage.
I'm pretty proud of you going into this realm on the show.
I'm just keeping it real, bro.
Yeah, I know, but sometimes, you know, I can bring some up, but I'm not going there.
No.
But you'll bring it up after the show.
No.
But on the show, you be...
My wife knows I beat it. We don't talk about it. I don't say last night was a special one for me. It's not like that.
That shit would be hilarious.
No, it wouldn't. It would...
Last night was... Nice,
it keeps everything where it's supposed to be.
I don't know, baby. It was a good session last night.
It's balanced, bro.
It was beautiful. It's beautiful.
You don't always want to do it to your woman. And I'm sure your woman don't always want to do it to you.
Last night I had two girls. Oh my gosh.
No way.
It was and when you went to work, I lit the candles.
No way, bro.
I sat in my chair, that very chair over there. And there was no interruption. I even had sound. I even had the sound up.
Yikes.
I had it on full volume.
Why are we here right now? I don't know. Why did you take it here?
Thank you, babe, for understanding why I do this.
No problem. Do you want these tamales?
Do you want to watch? You don't want to watch? Oh, sorry, it's too soon.
Right. Yuck.
Yeah, I'll take the tamales. That'd be good. Thank you. It was a good night last night.
So where are you at in your relationship? Are you able to like watch porn together? Have you?
She will if I ask her to.
But you haven't yet.
No, because it's just, I think I'm past the watch porn with my women stage. I've done that before with women. Now I'm just like, you know, it's just for whenever I need.
To love yourself.
To release the nut, you know?
I mean.
What I call it the evil. You know? You got to get the evil out of you.
What?
You got to get that evil out of you. Because look, man, if you just let that build up, you get annoyed. You get angry, like you're short tempered. Like,
relax, relate, release.
What? You just slap the tamales out of hand when she brings them to you. So you got to get that evil out of you, man.
Agreed.
If a woman doesn't get the evil out at that time, sometimes she can't. You got to get it out yourself, man.
Hey,
clean yourself out, man.
No, I love my wife, and my wife is will please. We will handle our business when we handle our business.
No, I understand, but I'm saying
sometimes you need to be by yourself. You nobody loves me better than me.
I won't say that about me.
That's debatable.
Yeah, I won't say that about me, but no. Personally, for
you
me.
You don't know yourself better than she knows you yet?
Yeah, I know myself better than she knows me.
That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
But I'm talking about she can make me feel better than I can make me feel better.
Mm, well.
But what I'm saying is.
It's debatable.
But what I'm saying is.
You got to have the right.
Sometimes you just want to watch porn. When it comes down to
it. You want
to
be different. Want to have a different situation occur. And instead of going and getting a real situation.
Yeah, you don't want to. Yeah. What you going to do? Get mad at that? There are some women in the world who will get mad at that. But you gonna,
I think.
You gonna
I think
be mad at film?
The majority of them do, bro.
Are you going to get mad at film?
Like my wife is not okay with it, but she knows it happens. But it's an unsaid conversation, meaning there is no conversation about it. She knows it goes down.
I guess I'll take it as Tiffany don't really care.
No, she cares. But like, if there's no discussion about this, there's no conversation about this.
Should I have said her name? Was that wrong?
That's my wife. What the fuck?
Just in case she didn't want her name, you know, out in
if
cyber.
I'm Patrick, then they know that I'm with Tiffany.
Just in case somebody, look, it ain't just people we know that listen to the show.
Well, and
it's just like my other show, it ain't just people I know that listen to the show.
Well, we'll
just in case you didn't want the name out there, like,
we will address that as it happens.
Well, it just happened.
call her another name later or some shit.
It's too late. It's done. It's finished. It's out there.
It is what it
her
is.
Her name is there.
Fuck it. We didn't.
But
have
she knows.
My kid done shit and busted nuts and all kinds of
you
shit.
You done
on the show.
Busted nuts. That's why I started talking about, you know.
You tried to switch.
Yeah. So that way, you know, you have busted nut stories out there. So
you got them out there.
I talked about me having a busted nut story out there.
Yeah, I mean, this is what we do, right? This is what the show is all about.
And I think mine was worse because at least you close. I just heard the door close. That's even worse. I'm just like, huh?
Like it's still on you. You don't even know who that
still,
was.
It's still like, Mom, did you see?
Ask her today.
All right, I'll ask her.
Hey, Mom, remember when I was 11?
How old was I? It's like eighth going into ninth grade. So how old was I? I was probably like 14.
Oh, my God. Don't do it. I was just playing. Don't ask 14s?
Me. Yeah. I was like, hey, Mom. Remember 14th though? We lived in 4711 Roby Gray. Like, yeah. Did you catch me,
you know,
special loving myself or doing things that kids do?
Anyway, boy, get out of here with that.
No, my mom goofy. She'll answer the question. My mom is goofy. She'll answer the question.
I wouldn't know what to do, man. I would be like.
All of my bluntness that you hear me speak, I get from her.
Mm. She keeps it real, huh?
Yeah, she just says it.
That's what
of course,
we do.
She's more tame than I am, but it's. I took it to another level. Not on purpose. It just happened that way.
It's what it is. You're the male version of that.
There you go.
Man, we've been on the show for a minute. I could go like.
Yeah, well, we never gave an intro. This is the Patrick and Jerome show.
I'm Patrick.
And I'm Jerome.
And we out of this bitch.
Peace.